Our guest this segment is Barbara Joseph, Dina Hughes, and Pam Collins with Positive Efforts, an HIV/AIDS awareness program. But it's not just HIV/AIDS awareness. It's about helping the community to be more aware of their the need to practice safe sex and to protect themselves in general. Also, we're talking about the National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, which is coming up on November 7th. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning.
And again, I didn't have any specific bios on each of you, but what do you each do with what is Positive Efforts? Let's talk about that.
Well, Positive Efforts is a nonprofit organization, and we basically do health education risk reduction. One of our main programs is the sister program, and we do testing for HIV as well as for syphilis.
Now, how are you spelling that sister program? Is that with an E-R or with a T-A?
S-I-S-T-A.
All right, sister. Okay.
And what we're trying to do now is to look at what we've gone through for the last 4 years and recognize that there are a lot of women in our community that basically won't talk, don't talk to their spouses, don't talk to their children, mm-hmm. and don't know how to talk about safer sex or sexual health.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, we're looking at the fact that they are upset because they don't have the jobs, they don't have the education, and all of those things make up these women being very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
In our program, we found out that not only were they concerned about their sexual health, but they were concerned also about things like violence, domestic violence.
Yes.
Stuff that goes on in their children and how to talk to them and those kinds of things. So that's basically what it's all about.
Okay, family issues, communications,
right?
Just the job of living,
just everyday life,
yeah.
just maybe not having no one to talk to, maybe coming up under different circumstances and having to deal with all of the things that's going on in the country today.
Yeah, so that's a very interesting though. So it's called the Sister
Suite.
Okay.
And the reason we calling it the Sister Suite is because we feel that women need to be relaxed. They need mm-hmm. to come in and be open. They need to feel good about themselves. Many of them have very low self-esteem. We've been working lately with lower income.
Socioeconomic.
Right. Uh-huh. And so now we're looking for those people that are maybe in midstream America, but they're still not talking.
Right.
And the infection for HIV certainly is still around.
Yeah, so what are the barriers to communication? What is it that causes them to not be effective in communicating? Is it?
Well, I think, we all have issues. We all have...
And this is Dina talking.
Hey. we all have things going on in our lives, whether it's about our kids or our spouses. Or, health issues. You know, I'm finally made it to the 43 age range and, I have kids on one side and parents on the other. How do you juggle all of these different things without feeling like you're failing or not doing it right or, all of the things that we can put on ourselves.
You're part of the sandwich generation.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So there are a lot of things that we have going on. And so for women to be able to get together in small groups and just go, look, for real, this is it right here, and know that you can be open, you can share your concerns, but more importantly, and this is, I think, the piece that really makes a difference is that you can get a referral or you can get a resource to go and solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we just don't know where to go.
Right.
We don't know what, who the person is to call. We have wonderful shows like this and other community programs, but it's hard when you have to pick up the phone and dial the county or the city
right.
or these, institutions. And so we want to also make sure people have resources for whatever it is that's going on.
Yeah, Magic 102.1 is KMJQ Houston, Galveston. morning. It's 4 minutes past 10 o'clock. I'm J. Thomas Smith along with Val Wilson, and our guest this segment is Barbara Joseph, Dina Hughes, and Pam Collins. And we're talking about positive efforts, the various programs at the National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, which is coming up on February 7th. Now, when do the meetings take place? Or are there meetings? Or just you have a number where they can call if they want particular
Absolutely.
Information? But Do you have group sessions?
Mm-hmm.
We
designed it in a very unique way. We can do one of two things. Some women like to enjoy the company of their friends or their loved ones, sisters, family members. And so you can put together your own group, and we provide the facilitator. Because there is a process to getting from point A to point B.
Yeah.
And so we take you through a process. We meet three times. And so you could do it on Saturdays. You can do it in your home. Mm-hmm. You can do it on a Friday night with a glass of wine with your girls. I mean, you can put together any type of group you want between 5 and 10 people.
That's great.
Because the importance is keep it small so everyone has a chance to involve themselves and get the resources. The other option, if you're not interested or you're in a group setting where you know people, you can come to the actual Sister Suite, which is our offices off of 290 in Tidwell, and we have classes there as sessions there as well.
Okay, you're at where are you?
We're at 7135 West Tidwell Road, Suite. Building M, brother, Suite 102.
Okay, you got to change your website.
You got to remember that one, 102.
Absolutely. You got to change your website, too, then.
Oh, okay.
We'll do. Duly noted.
Okay, just want to make sure. But also, now some of the other programs, tell me, let's talk about those, the programs of positive efforts.
Well, positive efforts was originally started because we found that there was a need for African American women in specific to be able to find out their status and be able to get tested and then be able to get linked into services that they need. And so for the last 12 years, that has been very successful. We're looking now to branch out and do a little bit more and try and see if we can bring in some more people and do something that's going to benefit our community.
Okay. Now, even though you have a special emphasis on women, your programs are open to everyone. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
But Jayton, you know, one of the things when you look at sexual health issues. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very proud of what Barbara has done over at Positive Efforts. Cause mm-hmm. She's, you know, been focusing that attention on women, African-American women, for many years. And we have so many different issues, which is why that Sister Suite is really exciting, because we need to come together and see how they are attached to one another,
mm-hmm.
and how if you unravel one string, you might find that several other issues get resolved in the process. And
mm-hmm.
so the array of services, anything from testing, getting your HIV test, getting a syphilis test, working with how to talk to your partner about getting tested. The women at Positive Efforts really, know how to put all those pieces together.
Okay. And our phone number is 713-390-5102. 713-390-5102. And again, we're talking with Barbara Joseph, Dina Hughes, and Pam Collins of Positive Efforts. And
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about outreach programs for African American women. What programs are there in place that you offer? What type of outreach do you have for young African American girls, teenagers, that are really neat, where you mm-hmm. have the explosion of the HIV rate mm-hmm. in young Americans? I mean, excuse me, in young girls.
Sure.
So what do you offer? What do you have for them?
Well, normally what has happened to us is that we have focused on a very different group, not the youth. However, we are finding more and more young women that's coming in, that's getting tested, that's in their 20s, and maybe have 3-4 children already.
Mm.
So one of the things that we know is necessary is for us to look at those younger folks as well.
Well, when you want to talk about women and HIV, okay, the age range of women, of course, is young. Okay, younger women are being infected by older men. Okay, if you really want to break it down and look at it. Now, if you want to talk about youth, okay, that's a whole nother subject. But because we can't go into schools, right? We can't talk about certain things that you need to discuss in order to deal with sexual health, okay? So Positive Efforts has concentrated mostly on adult women, okay, 18 plus. And so from that age range, from 18 to in their 30s, that's where the concentration that we have found of women that are becoming infected.
So now, and what is the disconnect? Because HIV/AIDS, this is not something that's new. I mean, this is an issue that's been going on for the past 30 some odd years.
Absolutely.
Where is the disconnect, especially with young women coming in, where they're unaware of how to protect themselves? Where is the disconnect, or what is it?
Disconnect is really not that they're unaware. They all know, and that's what we find out, is that they know that you're supposed to use a condom if you want to be sexually active, right? But are we doing it?
No.
We're not changing the behavior. That's the problem.
It's not me, it's somebody else.
It's them over there. It's not me. Okay, I can't get, you know, either this, the messages have not gone through to them that now you can take a pill, okay? It's not as defeated. Okay, where it's inevitable, where, you know, something's going to happen to you, except for when it does happen.
But you also have to look at, for us, we have to at some point start changing our messaging as well and talk to young people in the language that they speak, whether it's social networking or Facebooking or Twittering or, you know, because we know how to get our messages down to 147 characters.
Okay.
It's not hard. But we do need to start talking differently and how we deal with not just HIV or syphilis, but we're really talking about sexual health. Are we talking about our sexual health and what we think about it and how we perceive it and what does it look like? I have a 17-year-old daughter, and she's always telling me things, not just from her world, but her friends, that deal with sexual health issues, not just HIV. And so, you know, again, I can't help but bring it back to Sister Sweet, because that's the whole point of it, is to allow for that conversation to take place and to take away information that will be useful in addressing these issues and these gaps that we have in our, you know, in our communication and our service.
And one of the other things is that we're getting more and more calls now from women that are 50 plus that are going back out there. They've divorced and now they're
the cougars.
No, but that is also another group where the AIDS rate, the HIV rate, you saw an incredible increase in it. Yes.
And they don't feel that they are at any risk because they're not worried about pregnancy and the condom deal. So now they're not thinking about that. They're thinking they're safe because I'm 50 and da-da. Guess what?
1 in 16 black men and 1 in 32 black women will be diagnosed with HIV infection during their lifetimes, according to the CDC.
Scary.
That is. That is very scary, especially when we're only 13% of the population.
Yeah. 48%.
And it's preventable.
Yeah, 48% of the increase in new cases in 2006 were among African Americans. Young, and then the young folks, it's even worse. Age 13 to 29 years old. I mean, that's a big group.
There are services and programs and organizations designed to reach a multitude of targets. I mean, in our language, we have everything broken down into targets. And African American women is a target, regardless of, you know, whether you're looking at numbers going up or going down. And our African American men are a target, and we're connected. So at some point, you know, we have to make sure we look at this from the standpoint that it is the community that's being impacted and later generations.
And I think one thing is important to point out is that it's not that blacks engage in any more riskier behavior. Mm-hmm. It's just the issue of prevention. They need that, the prevention and having the resources.
Sure.
Perhaps the Affordable Care Act will bring greater health care, more information.
Sure.
To the population in mass, and perhaps that will contribute to the diminishing of the rates.
Well, the first step is always knowing your status.
Yes.
And your partner's status.
Absolutely.
Okay, you know, if you're not tested, you need to get tested.
Right.
You need to know, not just something that just haphazardly, are you or are you not? You need to know. We need to understand what's going on. And parents, okay, so for youngsters, all right, maybe we can talk to them, but are you talking to your kids? Yeah. And that's where Sister Sweet comes back into the program, mm-hmm. okay? What are we talking about with our parents that they're talking about with their kids?
Right.
We have to take control of this.
It's a stigma issue, too. We have to also begin to make people comfortable enough to have this conversation about, you know, us two people who may be interested in engaging in sex. We're not saying don't. We're saying just have a quick conversation mm-hmm. about safety and protection before you do. And so, you know, it is about reducing the stigma of these issues so that we're more comfortable to talk about them.
And how one even breaches that conversation in a relationship,
right.
In a new relationship. These are things that can be discussed among in the groups of women.
Right.
So you
right.
can get
Absolutely.
Ideas on how do I talk to my right. man?
That's what
about,
the sweet is about.
Right. Okay. So, yes.
Exactly.
Because that can't
be from each other.
Just it's okay. like going to your yeah. kitchen table, and that's the right. other part of it is, you know, for women, if you want to have a sister suite in your home where you're comfortable and you can bring people around and you can kick your feet up and you can have a great experience with this process, then, you know, we want to make it open. Sometimes we get caught up in making people come to the organization site when really it's a community. We need to be outside and engaging in the community.
And the information, again, that's what February 7th is all about, the 12th annual National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Again, it's a national community mobilization program to boost HIV awareness and advance HIV prevention, testing, and treatment among blacks in the country, and of course in Houston, especially since that's where we are. And of course, we got folks listening all around the world on myhoustonmagic.com. But right now, we want to talk about positive efforts and what they're doing in the city. Let's go to the phone and take online one. Let's talk with Florence. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. I'm yep. calling because I hear what they're talking about on the talk show, the radio. I want to know, when you go to the doctor and they take blood tests, don't they check for that?
Not always.
Yes. Right.
Not always. It's a specific, HIV is a specific test that you must have. Okay.
And it depends on where you go. There are some hospitals that will do HIV tests as a part of routine mm-hmm. testing.
Don't have a child or
right.
something like that.
Right. Exactly. If you're a woman who's pregnant. But overall, it is really a conversation you have with your doctor. You can either request, or if your doctor believes that you may fit certain risk criteria, they'll make a recommendation to take the test. But positive efforts and other organizations like ours will go into the community and yes. test and do HIV testing. You can also go to your own doctor and request an HIV test. But it is not routinely done across the board everywhere. It's very selective places.
Okay, so you say certain doctors don't take the test like that.
No. Anybody can request an HIV test,
uh-huh.
and we are, you know, the medical community doctors are required to test you as you request. So, no, there is no doctors that are not doing it. All doctors know how to do an HIV test.
And you would
okay, so I thought that it go by a blood test, you know, you know, to find out for everything. That
they don't have to do a blood test. They can do just an oral swab. There's a lot of things. But the yeah. point is, but specifically, you have to request the test. It's very painless. You don't have to worry about getting stuck or anything like that. It only takes a matter of seconds for them to get the sample. Okay. And it's a very reliable test these days. So it's really nothing to worry about.
Okay.
And it's very painless to do. And it can be done very quickly. Okay. And if you don't do it before February 7th, that'll be the best day to do it. And by the way, are you all working with the AIDS Foundation in Houston this year, too? Are they doing? I'm sure they're going to be doing some things also, right?
Well, we're working with the State of Emergency Task Force.
Okay.
Okay. And they'll be in Sunnyside.
Oh, great.
Okay, at the multi-service center. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Okay. What day?
That is that particular day.
Okay. And where is that again?
That's on
Sunnyside. Wilmington and Cullen.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And that's on all day? And what time does that start?
I think it's from 10 to 4. Possibly.
So.
Okay. For that particular location.
How many locations will there be?
From what I, this is the location that we will be participating
okay.
at.
Now. But there are some all over town.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Okay. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay. Let's go to line two and talk with James. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to all of you all out there in Radio Land. And great host. And
oh, it's going to be a long one.
That's okay. Listen, guys, it's been a long wait till I tell you that. For 3 weeks, I believe. However, okay. God is good. Listen, blessed New Year to all of you in this thing, panel there. Just wanted to weigh in, if you will, briefly. Certainly, we want to thank you all for this audible place or venue by which we can ventilate. It has been a blessing, and intelligently, that is. Mm-hmm. I want to say if something was mentioned in the above and going forward, just walk it back. I think it was mentioned about men, older men, sexually.
Don't take it personal now.
Just let me make a point. I'm going to try to make it in short order. What I'm saying in short order is that older men are not the only. When we look at the spiritual, the moral, and the political climate of our day, we have bankruptcy on every hand. What I'm saying, sexual promiscuity young men are having more sex with these young girls from bed to bed, house to house. I'm telling you, man, in middle school, in high school, and these young men are carrying, and young women alike are carrying all type of disease and so forth. And this is another thing that needs to be studied also, the young men, as well as the older women and the older men.
All right.
Well, sir, you know, HIV doesn't discriminate.
That's
young,
right.
Old, black, green, yellow, doesn't matter. Okay.
Well,
my point that I made earlier was that statistically, okay, so far as what we have found is that older men that are infected, okay, are having sex partners that are younger for the most part, okay? Now, that does not exclude younger men. That just gives more weight to say that older men have more resources, okay? And younger women tend to not have as many. Of course, let's talk about Cat Daddy.
Okay. Sugar Daddy.
Now, I think that's what yeah, like
Dap
well,
Sugar.
You know, that's what she was trying to get to.
That's just one way to look at it.
And I don't think we take
that's
away.
That's not to exclude that younger men, okay,
right.
are not infecting women as well. Okay,
yeah.
And women are not infecting men. Okay?
But one thing that we
it
know
goes both ways.
For certain that it's not just AIDS, HIV, but other sexually transmitted infections are on the increase. And you increase your chances of being infected. And the main thing is, like she said, we're not discriminating, not pointing fingers. The point is everybody needs to know their status and everybody needs to take preventive measures so that they won't become infected by any sort of sexually transmitted disease. And if you get pregnant, that means you just could have just as easily gotten an STD.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to protect yourself.
You know, the information, the facts really don't change. And so we're repackaging facts. You know, each generation has to get something that's going to be more tailored to speaking to them. And at the end of the day, these issues, sexual health issues, mental health issues, they're affecting our community. So we're not just learning the information for us. The goal is to share it with someone else and engage in conversation to figure out what's right or wrong, and so that we can make those better decisions.
Let's get a phone number and a website for positive efforts, ladies, before we leave.
Okay, the phone number for our main office is 713-812-0044, and the website is positiveefforts.org.
And the address
is 7135 West Tidwell, Building M, like Mary, 102.
And, of course, you are a nonprofit organization, 501c3, and you welcome contributions and volunteers
Absolutely.
And everything
Absolutely.
Else to help you do your job much better.
And people can actually register for Sister Suite online, courtesy of the station. Mm-hmm. You can go to My Houston Magic and click on events, and the Sister Suite is there. If you want to register your group or join ours, it's there online as well.
All right. We're talking with Barbara Joseph, Dina Hughes, and Pam Collins of Positive Efforts, and, of course, the National HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. And on
February 7th,
you'll be in Sunnyside at one more time.
And we will be there from 10 to 4, but we will be hosting a sister suite at Phil and Derek's restaurant. We want to thank them, and that's from 4 to 7. So we welcome women to come out and learn more about Sister Suite on the 7th.
Oh, well, we want to thank you all for all the work that you do. It's very important work in the community, and we encourage everybody to at least get informed, get more information about what you do, and perhaps there are ways that you as a community can help the positive efforts that are going on right here.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you.